I've been doing this now for 2 years, so I'm kind of looking back at things that really have surprised me. And one of the things that surprises me is how much Congress has picked up on marijuana legislation. Even when we started doing this, you know, a year ago, there wasn't much going on. Now, Representative Paulus and Representative Ed Perlmutter, both of Colorado, they've introduced the Limiting Unsafe Cannabis Impaired Driving Act. The Limiting Unsafe Cannabis Impaired Driving Act, LUCID. They always have to have these names now with these that has an acronym to go with it. It's going to expand the federal definition of an impaired driver to include individuals who are cognitively or physically impaired by marijuana. And I guess the idea behind this is to give states a better incentive to create marijuana driving laws. And I haven't looked into this really that carefully yet, but I intend to, because there's still a lot of questions about how much you can judge whether a person is under the influence or not. It's not as cut and dried as it is for alcohol, for instance. And so that's kind of an interesting thing. But the thing we talked about last week in the Senate has now, it's passed out of committee. This is the one to allow VA doctors to prescribe marijuana for patients in states where it's already legal, has now been added to another bill, a $77.6 billion funding bill for military construction and veterans benefits. That's expected to pass, and almost everybody expects that bill to pass. So then it would go back to the House, because the House defeated the same thing. This VA access, 213 to 210, they'd have to work that back out. But again, that's pretty close to making a federal change.
A lot of congressional action then on marijuana issues.
Yeah, there's really a lot going on. This is besides the careers thing, which includes that same VA access. The Careers Act, which was brought up in the Senate 2 months ago and is still in committee, but that would free the federal, that would free states from federal interference in medical marijuana. So there's really a lot going on, and we might start actually seeing action taken on stuff like this. You know, the final thing is they really have to take marijuana off of the Schedule One designation so that a lot of things could change.
And how likely is that to happen?
You know, I don't have a good guess on that one. Nobody really knows whether Congress has the will. I mean, you know, Congress puts things off until the very end. You know, they had this thing about the Patriot Act. They've had 6 years to do that. They waited till the night before. You know, so I don't expect, you know, serious action, unless in 2016, all of a sudden it becomes an issue.
And it might be, because a lot of states will likely have some type of marijuana legalization ballot measure.
Yeah, there's
voters.
Exactly. There are a bunch that already have the votes for that. I mean, that have the signatures for that. And we expect probably more will be doing that. And in 2016, remember that all presidential candidates, I think, have all fessed up to having smoked marijuana during their youth before they became an adult, blah, 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 whatever. So that kind of a question is not going to be asked anymore. And people, you know, 80% of people in polls right now are saying that they support medical marijuana. If you're going to be like Chris Christie and say you still want to put people who smoke marijuana in jail and you still want to make it illegal, it's going to make it tough to get votes if you're going to be president.
As you said, Leland, you've been doing this now for 2 years. You've been surprised by how much congressional action at a federal level there has been. What else have you been surprised at? Right here in Colorado, how much has changed or not changed in the past 2 years around marijuana?
You know, I did get to thinking about that. And I thought, you know, 2 years ago when I started this, legislators here in Colorado were having to write the legislation that Amendment 64 asked for. There was a lot of confusion. There was a lot of anxiety about what was going to go on. You know, is the state going to be able to do this? Will the state be able to regulate it? What else is going to happen? What haven't we planned for? You know, there was really nothing. There was a lot of anxiety going on at this time. And here we are 2 years later, and the same people, only two legislators back then were actually supported Amendment 64, and now those same legislators, all of whom were against it, have created a regulatory system that's pretty darn good. you know, that the rest of the world is really looking up to right now, since there are an awful lot of other countries and a lot of other states whose citizens are asking for things. They're starting to look at Colorado, and we've become kind of the example.
You can read about that and more in Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly, and you can hear Leland Rucker here Thursday mornings. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.